"Professor Snape has very kindly concocted a potion for me," he said. "I have never been much of a potion brewer, and this one is particularly complex." He picked up the goblet and sniffed it. "Pity sugar makes it useless," he added, taking a sip and shuddering. "Why?" Harry began. Lupin looked at him and answered the unfinished question. "I've been feeling a bit off colour," he said. "This potion is the only thing that helps. I am very lucky to be working alongside Professor Snape. There aren't many wizards who are up to making it." Professor Lupin took another sip, and Harry had a mad urge to knock the goblet out of his hands. "Professor Snape's very interested in the dark arts," he blurted out. "Really?" said Lupin, looking only mildly interested as he took another gulp of potion. "Some people reckon—" Harry hesitated, then plunged recklessly on. "Some people reckon he'd do anything to get the Defence Against the Dark Arts job." Lupin drained the goblet and pulled a face. "Disgusting," he said. "Well, Harry, I'd better get back to work. I'll see you at the feast later." "Right," said Harry, putting his empty teacup down. The empty goblet was still smoking. "There you go," said Ron. "We got as much as we could carry." A shower of brilliantly coloured sweets fell into Harry's lap.